Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Couple things. You're right. It was a gritty playoff game, and Sam and Joe were talking about it last night. You know, you got to be a man to play in these games, especially with the way that the Capitals wanted to play the game. You know, they want to muck it up. They want to actually fight. They want to push and shove. They want to face wash. They want to do all this other crap because they know that they can't keep up with the speed of the Rangers. Now, they put themselves in trouble by end up sitting in the penalty box. And then when we do take a penalty and we are on our penalty kill, we're pretty damn good. We actually get more scoring chances 4-on-5 than we do 5-on-5, for God's sake.
Yeah.
It's amazing how Mika and Kreider just have this innate ability to do something special on the penalty kill. But with all that being said, I mean, you know, the first game, I thought the referees were way too aggressive calling stupid penalties. I was like, snowflakes, let them play, please. And I like when hockey is played tough and it's physical and they have a bunch of physical guys in their team, of course, with Tom Wilson and TJ Oshie. But when sticks start flying and, you know, you're almost taking people's heads off, now all of a sudden, you know, you're making so many mistakes that, you know, you are allowing them to play, but you're also putting players in jeopardy. And, you know, I can think of two different situations within our Timmy Panarin last night where Oshie almost took his head off. And right in the middle of the ice, and you don't call a penalty on that. That's a dangerous thing. That should have been called. I'm sure Capital fans think that Artemi Panarin threw an elbow to TJ Oshie late in this game. He didn't throw an elbow because that play was reviewed, and he did not get a penalty, and he did not throw an elbow. What he did is he put himself in the right position to hit Oshie, and unfortunately he caught him in the chin, but he caught him in the chin with the backside of his shoulder.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, the way you look at it, and I agree, does not throw the shoulder at all, and I've got no reason to sit here and defend him. I'm not going to sit here, and I don't look at it through Rangers-colored glasses. You know, what I saw was a guy who took a high stick to the face from TJ Oshie called.
And a face wash later on.
Right, and said, when I get my opportunity, I'm going to hit him clean and I'm going to get him because I don't want to be pushed around this year. This year's different. That's what I saw.
Yeah,
and he did
right.
It clean.
And you're right. And you're right. I mean, it is a different Artemi Panarin. There's no question about it. And as Joe Micheletti pointed out numerous times last night and even in the pregame, that he's been getting to the center of the ice. He's not been just sitting out on the outside of the ice. But, you know, the Capitals are a team that barely made it into the playoffs. The Capitals have some very good players, but they are lacking. They are lacking the depth that the Rangers have. They don't have the speed that the Rangers have, even though they came out and they opened the game flying. So I give them credit, and I was thinking about this at the end of the game last night. I looked at the way that they finished the game, and I'm saying to myself, you know, that's a tough team. It's a tough physical team. They decided to make it a physical series. The Rangers, didn't back down, which is great. But I really don't want to get them, you know, all tied up into this what I call meathead hockey.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Last night was the Knicks' turn, the Rangers' turn, to use Madison Square Garden to dominate their opponent.
Gustafson down low, Rostovic. He scores! Jake Rostovic! It's a power play goal!
That might be one of the greatest shots I've ever seen.
You know, it happened so fast.
There's
and,
no
you know,
space.
I know, and you can't tell whether or not that puck hits the, you know, the crossbar and it's out.
Man.
But it went in there so fast and came out that the way the players all know on the ice whether or not it's a goal. So the way that they are reacting like made me feel like, okay, that is a goal.
I just meant he basically got it through a puck slot over the shoulders, no room.
So I believe he was a first-round pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets and just never really found his footing there, I think. And I believe that the Rangers felt, okay, perfect right wing for Mika and Chris Kreider, and he just... You know, he's made some plays, like you see some flashes here and there, but that is a big-time shot. If that guy is going to play this way, and if Filippito comes back, I mean,
schedule the parade.
They're loaded.
16-0.
No.
Right down the Canyon of Heroes.
No.
Mid-June.
Jerry.
Looking forward to it.
When would that be?
I just want to say
because
to one
I got
to
make sure. That I'm off that day.
Just want to say one moron on X. It is one shift, one period, one game, you jackass. Just, and you know who I'm talking to.
I do.
Who's you don't. This? He knows.
I don't. I haven't been on X. You tell me.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wally Zerbiak?
No.
Oh, by the way, Wally was out in Minnesota at the Timberwolves game. Saw the Timberwolves official account, tweeted out our buddy Paul Allen, of course, the Vikings games, ran into him, tweeted out a picture of Wally. So Wally's getting killed so much in New York, he had to go back to Minnesota.
Oh, wow, yes.
And I heard that he lost one of Kirby Puckett's home run balls out there. So he's just can't
another
get out of his own
Wally
way.
Another Wally Zerbiak turnover.
That's funny. Anyhow, that was Sam Rosen on MSG. Gandry Miller's shorthanded goal in the second actually proved to be the difference. Rangers beat the Capitals 4-3, go up 2-0. I heard you mention at one point, Alex Ovechkin doing next to nothing. Here was Peter Laviolette. How are you keeping him so quiet?
He's a player that can make a difference in the game. You know, we're I guess, mindful of that and do our best to check him.
Jacob Trouba says, up 2-0, haven't played our best, but you know what? We won, so it's a 2-0 series lead.
We've been proving it to ourselves all year for the most part. We've played in ugly games. We've come back in third periods. We found ways to win games that... We'll come in here and not be overly excited after a win. We know we didn't play our best hockey.
And, you know, next hour we'll talk about the Panarin hit. I'll try and find some audio on that. But in this case, Spencer Carberry, the Caps head coach, is talking about how good this Rangers team is with his club now down 0-2.
There's a reason why they won the President's Trophy. So we know that, and it's not... but having said that, they got good players, and we feel like we can play right there with them.
Game 3 will be Friday night in Washington.
Not if you're Dylan McIlrath on the ice, you can't.
Right on.